You get a koosh.
All right, now everyone can relax their ears for a bit.
Oh,
so good episode, and now we can do. Yeah, people can use the restroom if they want. People can get more beverages if they like.
I can hit stop this time and remember.
Hey.
But I'm interested to hear this cheese flood story.
Yeah, I was working.
Feel free to speak into the mic because we're still running this thing. This is bonus track material now.
Hello. Yeah, I was working the Shepherd's Pie booth, and we kind of like share it with the soup bread bowl people.
Yep.
Now,
where are you located? Are you over by the food by what's his name, Phoenix and the Tortuga twins,
or Johnny Phoenix?
Johnny Phoenix, or are you in the other food niche area over closer to the cleaning ladies or whatever they're called, or
kind of by the jousting? I think.
Where
kind
are you?
Of, yeah, kind of near there.
By the jousting, okay.
I think it's like Area 200 or something.
Just to direct people who are, you know, looking for this fantastic flood.
Right. There will be, like, it's right next to the beer guys, too. So they'll be shouting,
mm-hmm.
you know. So follow the funny, like, if you're not seeing double, you're missing half the fair.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Right.
Anyway, cheese. Cheese flood.
Yes.
We share with Soup Bowl, and they have, like, these vats of soup. And they have this beer cheese soup. And we have it in, like, frozen bags, and we throw it in these vats, and it thaws out somehow.
Magic.
Yeah, but somehow the bags failed to contain the cheese soup.
Oh.
And it went everywhere. And then it was also, like, raining that day, so it watered it down. Basically swimming in cheese, which is awesome, but also horrible to clean up.
Yeah, I imagine that wouldn't really be the easiest way would just to be to start another fire.
Yeah,
kind of
right?
Like last year.
I was going to say,
too many scotch eggs on the floor.
No,
burn it.
You had to choose, like, between getting flooded or on fire. It was
2 years ago, maybe?
Conundrum.
Another fire. Cheese flood. Kill it with fire!
It's our only weapon.
Huzzah!
It's on fire. Huzzah! Oh, celebrating weird things.
Put the dollars in the bread bowl.
Well,
so I'd push this out to producer Katie to broadcast everybody, but last night I was in a hankering in a bad way to play the Leonard Maltin game, which is another game that we played on the show, which I assume another thing to quickly explain.
We're gonna be good at this.
Or did you? Yeah, Jason, you knew. No, you didn't mention anything.
I did not explain how to play.
No, not. No. But you mentioned anything about it happening.
You mentioned of the game,
yes.
And then Dan, you explained it.
I explained it to you. I was just go through it again.
Essentially,
what happens is Leonard Maltin. Do you know who Leonard Maltin is?
No.
Movie
he
reviewer.
Reviews movies.
Okay.
And he released his handy dandy iPhone app where he just has a library of all of his reviews. So what happens is I go through and come up with categories of different generalizations of movies, like movies that either were filmed in or take place in Minnesota would be a category.
Mm-hmm.
Or I believe today it's Jack Black's birthday. So,
really?
We could, you know, Jack Black movies.
Yeah.
The news is reporting that Lindsay Lohan may be a jewel thief or
what?
A part of... A jewel thief-ing of sorts.
Thievery.
So, movies that involve jewel thieves, like where somebody in the story is a jewel thief. So,
okay.
it, you know, come up with one of these categories. I'd offer it up to somebody. They'd pick. Hypothetically, this time we'll do Minnesota movies. So, then I'd list off 3 years of movies. So, 1995, 1996, or 1999. So, feel free to pick one at random.
Oh, crap.
99? Okay. So then from there, what I'd do is I'd give you Leonard Maltin's review to a limited degree. So it was a 99. It was 1.5 stars out of 4.
That's a bad one.
Refers to the movie as annoying. It's full of frantic action and outrageous gags.
Uh-huh.
most of it isn't funny.
Okay.
And then gives a comparison to a better option. And then there, then what I do is I give how many names are on the list? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you bid how many names you need to hear from the bottom up in order to guess the movie.
Okay.
So there are 11 names. So, I mean, safe would be 11.
Yeah, let's do that for now. 11.
So to perpetuate this forward, Jason, it'd go to you. So you would either bid 10 or less or tell Shelby to name that movie.
I'm going to go with 8 just to perpetuate the game.
So, Adam, I don't know if you've been listening at all.
Nope.
but the bid is at 8 for a movie that takes place in Minnesota, 1999, 1.5 stars. It's 8 out of 11 names has been bid by Jason.
Okay. I will go 7.
Let's 7. Play. So Shelby would go to you, and either you'd have to say 6 or less, or you'd have to tell Adam to name it.
6.
6. So Jason would go to you.
I'm going to put her on the spot.
All right, so Shelby, you get to hear 6 names from the bottom up.
Okay.
Your 6 names are Nora Dunn, Mo Gaffney, Mindy Sterling, Amy Adams, Sam McMurray, and Brittany Murphy.
Is it Drop Dead Gorgeous?
It is Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yee! Thanks.
So you get a point.
Yeah. Okay, so, you did
so,
it.
So that's how the game works, and we'll just say okay. That since everyone was participating fairly well now, and we'll call that a legitimate point just to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
So much like how we play Movie Bluff, now it'll switch directions. But Adam, you were the one who was not in that that skirmish.
Right.
So you get to pick the next category, and the categories I'm going to give you.
Yes.
Roald Dahl movies. So books that were written by Roald Dahl that were adapted, or anything that he's written that was made into a movie.
Cool.
Lindsay Lohan is a jewel thief. So this would be movies with jewel thieves.
Yes.
I'll say it's Jack Black's birthday, so Jack Black movies.
Woo!
You know, Lindsay Lohan and Winona Ryder should get together and compare notes. I think that would be...
But Winona Ryder, that was just clothing.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's kind of boring.
I suppose.
Jewel thief.
Whatever. Okay, so... Actually, I think I want to go Roald Dahl movies.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
All right, your 3 years Rolled. Rolled. Your 3 years you get to pick from are 1968, 1990, or 1996.
1996 for the win.
Okay. As I put my headphones back on so I can participate here. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Says it's wondrous. And 3.5 stars, that'd make sense.
Yes.
Says it is adaptation of something that Roald Dahl did, so... Something... Says it's cutting edge.
Is it now?
It is. Bizarre but delightful.
Oh, really?
Gets better and better as it goes along.
That's nice.
I wonder why that is.
And it has real wit and imagination.
Oh, good for
you. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
Okay. I'm going to really play ball on this one. 0 names.
Zero what? Names. So, Jason, it goes to you first, where your options are either to tell him to name it, or you can bid negative names, which means that if you can name from the top down people who are in this film, if you know what film it is, then you can go into negative names.
No idea what film this is.
So it'd just be name that movie is your option.
Name it.
James and the Giant Peach.
It is James and the Giant Peach.
Yes!
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Color me impressed.
Okay.
So, Adam, you have a point. Shelby, you have a point. Shelby, you weren't involved in this one, so you get to pick the next category. And your options are Jack Black's birthday.
Yeah.
It's also Daniel Stern's birthday.
I don't care.
I'm just going to say. And the other category that I'll bring up, just for fun, is 0 names. And with this one, what happens is you do get the full review.
Mm-hmm.
But I've narrowed it down to people. These are movies from people who have also appeared in August Rush, because it's August right now.
Mm.
So 0 names with August Rush, Daniel Stern's birthday or Jack Black's birthday?
I'm still going to go with Jack Black.
I figured.
Yeah.
Your 3 years are 1998, 2002, or 2005?
2002.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars.
It's bastard. Okay.
Says that it... some of the characters are wildly dysfunctional.
Oh, Dad, this is every movie he's in.
Says it's a lumpy goofball comedy.
God damn it.
But it does turn serious toward the end. But to no great effect.
Okay.
And that's really it. So there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 names. What is your opening bid? To Jason, I believe. Yes.
Zero names.
Zero names. So Jason comes to you again. Oh. And this would be from the top down if you're going into negative names.
Oh, I think Jack Black was in this one, so I think he was.
Possibly.
So yeah, I guess.
Negative one, or name that movie to...
Negative one. I'll shoot for it, I guess.
All right, so Adam, it goes to you. Negative two, or name that movie. This is 2002, producer Katie.
Oh, so maybe it's not the one I'm thinking of now that I place it on my...
personal time scale.
Brain.
Yeah. What year in school was I and all that?
10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about it that way.
Holy crap.
Where was I back then?
Yeah, where was I? Oh, I was in the movie theater seeing Jack Black in... Oh, that's right.
Oh, was it that year?
Could be. Talk it out.
Ah.
A little bit.
No.
But not...
You know. Name that movie.
Well, negative one, so I'm going to have to say Jack Black.
No, first name the movie.
I'm going to take a guess at School of Rock.
No.
Mm. Oh, ha. Yes.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for a bit, but...
Okay, just to make it interesting, you said zero names, Shelby, so what did you have?
Oh, crap. How about... 'Cause,
I mean, you jumped into it pretty confidently.
I know. I do things. I do things to myself.
It's just that competitive edge, then.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Was it Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny?
No. Oh, Orange County.
Oh.
With Colin Hanks, Jack Black, Catherine O'Hara, John Lithgow, Harold Ramis, Chevy Chase, Lily Tomlin.
That was a curveball.
More like 2000 and poo.
Yeah. So Adam actually got the point on that one. So Adam, you have 2 points. Shelby, you have a point. And Shelby, I think you get to pick a category again.
Cool.
Because you just keep getting trapped here. So I will give you Minnesota Movies, Zero Names with August Rush, or Lindsay Lohan is a Jewel Thief.
Yeah, let's go with Minnesota.
All right, so these are movies that are filmed in or take place in Minnesota. And your three choices are 1992, 1995, or 1996.
92.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars.
Okay.
Calls it harmless and cliche.
What the hell, Leonard Maltin?
Refers to it as a yarn. So just.
What does that even mean?
Kind of boring story.
Cats play with it.
Yeah. Cats will enjoy this movie.
Cats love the crap out of this movie.
Yeah. And they don't know why.
And basically the rest of it is you just... talks about it as predictable, but it was followed by 2 movies and a TV show. And there are 9 names.
9 names?
9 names. And this time it goes to Adam, 1992. 9 names.
I'm going to go for... the gold here with 2 names.
2 names. So, Jason, it goes to you. It's either 1 name.
I'll go down to 1.
Go down to 1. Shelby, can you do 0 names?
Okay.
Or you can tell them to name it. You do have options name here. So with your one name is Matt Doherty.
I'm going to say Mallrats.
No.
Oh.
Well, a few years later. Adam, you said you were going to go for the gold. Did you have any inkling?
Oh, the category was movies made in Minnesota, right?
Take place in or were filmed in, yes.
Right. So that would lead me to believe, along with your description, as sad as it made me, that it might be the Mighty Ducks.
It is the Mighty Ducks.
Nice.
Harmless cliched.
Kind of. That movie made me want to play hockey, and then my parents were like, no. No, no.
I suck on skates. I just, no balance.
Yeah. Well, I kind of do, too.
I remember some pretty sweet Mighty Ducks toys in, like, Happy Meals and stuff. They were like a puck, but with the Mighty Duck, like, emerging
logo
from the top.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Right?
Yeah.
You could throw them at each other.
Uh-huh.
Always a good choice to give kids hard objects.
It was like...
pretty much.
It's like a brick.
Before they caught wise.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kids, here's how you piss off your parents.
Who kinda wants like, to break a window?
Kind of like that Crossfire game.
They ooh, had like yeah, the, Crossfire.
The metal bearings in the bottom.
Crossfire.
Of the, so go across the table.
Don't get caught in the... I just remember that commercial. It was that's really iconic, and it was
Crossfire,
lightning, and like they were standing in this arena, and people were surrounding him, cheering him on. There's a lot of red tones.
Did someone go huh at the end of it?
Could
I think
be
someone did.
So Adam, you actually got 3 points.
Nice,
dude.
Already, but I say
great success. You
know, we do a few more because that was a pretty quick
yeah
bonus track. And Jason, I believe it's no, you were told to guess it for Mallrats. So Adam, no, wait. No, Shelby got that point. That's right. You told him to name it.
Oh, I did.
And Adam,
oh, yeah,
you just knew what was going on. So Shelby,
yeah,
you
just
have 2 points. Adam, you have
it
2 points. Jason, yet
still
score
working on it.
Still working on it. So
yeah,
Adam, you actually
glorious
get to pick the next
comeback
category. That's what I meant. I was close.
Yeah. That's
so funny. I will give you zero names with August Rush. Lindsay Lohan is a jewel thief, or it's also Daniel Stern's birthday. So you have a couple options here.
I will go for the jewel thief.
Jewel thief. So these are movies that have a jewel thief in the plot somewhere.
Yes.
Your options are 1988, 1992, or 2000.
2000.
2000. All right. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. The director also wrote this film.
Okay.
It's energized. A violent farce. Calls one of the main actors amusing. Says it's fresh, funny, original, and full of punch. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names.
Let's go with 12 names.
12 names. Shelby, it's to you. 11 names or less, or tell Adam to name it.
Name it.
For the full 12. Let's see if you get it.
Awesome. Okay.
Jason Fleming,
okay.
Stephen Graham, Lenny James, Robbie G, Mike Reed, Alan Ford, Jason Statham,
yeah,
Rage Sherbedgia,
Sherbert,
Brad Pitt, Vinnie Jones.
Looking back, this was a bad idea.
Dennis Farina and Benicio del Toro.
That's not. Is it Snatch?
It's Snatch.
Yeah,
because there's that giant diamond.
That gets
right.
Sniffed.
That gets stolen.
Do you like dags?
Dags?
Dags.
Oh yeah, I love dogs.
Yeah, that's. I think that's maybe the only. I've seen like 2 scenes from that movie, but that was enough to know.
There's probably and the full lineup.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And everybody in it.
Yeah. So thanks for that one.
So now you have
officially
now
have
you
won.
Have 3 points. But again, we are, I thought that the categories I made up were general enough where either you just know it right off the bat or you don't.
Yeah.
So it's perpetuating this along kind of nicely. I'd like to do 1 or 2 more points if people are Interested?
Almost definitely.
Still shooting for one.
Yes. And you actually get to start this time because you weren't involved in that at all. So you get to choose.
And you did great.
You did. So I will give you... I still have Roald Dahl films, Daniel Stern's birthday, or Zero Names with August Rush.
We'll do the birthday. We're celebrating him.
Daniel Stern. All right. Your three choices are 1990. Oh, look at that. No, it's just I picked five of his movies for this, and they go in order 90 to 94. So I'm going to say 1990, 1991, or 1993.
I'm going to go with the most recent.
93. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. It's an amiable film. It's benign, sometimes broad comedy fantasy, but it has a paper-thin plot. It makes all the right moves to entertain. John Candy appears unbilled. And, yeah. So there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names, and Daniel Stern is one of them.
And apparently John Candy.
But he's unbilled, so he's not in there. So 9 names or less.
I'll just say 8.
8 names. Shelby, I believe it goes to you next. So 7. 7. Adam?
6. Let's do this. 6.
Jason, how about you?
Name that movie.
6 names for Adam. Your names are Robert Gorman, Daniel Stern, Eddie Bracken.
Okay.
Bruce Altman.
Yep.
Dan Hedaya. Hedaya.
Okay.
And Amy Morton.
Yeah. Okay. Could I get the summary again?
Sure. 3 stars. 93. Amiable film. Benign. Sometimes broad. Comedy fantasy has a paper-thin plot. But it makes all the right moves to entertain. John Candy appears unbilled.
I have no idea.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Daniel Stern is the crazy pitching coach who gets locked into the cage and keeps screaming all the time.
I don't remember that part.
He was also the guy who got trapped between the two doors in the hotel.
I was screaming more.
Yeah, he just has the mustache, and he always had chaw. Had glasses.
No, I don't remember him, but wasn't... what's his face in it?
Gary Busey?
Yes. No. That's not who I'm thinking of. No, I'm totally thinking of Angels in the Outfield.
You're thinking of Danny Glover?
No, I was not thinking of Danny Glover.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, but wow.
He was in Angel in the Outfield.
Really?
No, are you thinking of Thomas Ian Nicholas, the kid who went on to be in all the American Pie stuff?
No, I was actually thinking of the guy who played the angel. He was Doc Brown.
Oh, Christopher. I'm stuck on Walken. No, it's what's his name?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. That's right. Lloyd. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Rookie of the Year.
So, Jason finally got his point.
Woo!
There you go.
Jason!
And for fun, we'll do one more. And I am going to say, Shelby, it's your choice, and I'm going to give you 0 names with August Rush. I still have 3 more Jack Black films, or I also have 3 more Roald Dahl films.
Let's go back to Jack Black.
Jack Black, one
naturally.
More time. Your 3 options are 1998, 2005, or 2008.
2008.
2008. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. Calls it a scattershot comedy. It has subplots that are funnier than the movie itself. Or it reveals some. says that one of the main actors is wasted here, but another one shines in an outrageous character, as generic as that is.
Mm-hmm.
Tobey Maguire appears unbilled. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names.
11.
11 names. Jason, it goes to you next.
10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
Name that movie.
I was hoping that like a rocket would go off after a while.
Yeah.
7 names. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Katie 6, 7. Wanted to make sure. So your 7 names are Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey, Brandon Sohu, Bill Hader, Brandon T. Jackson, and Danny McBride.
Oh.
And Jack Black's in there somewhere.
I have a feeling this is one where he was a voice actor, not actually live-action film, which I was going to say year one, but that kind of... That doesn't seem right anymore. Hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't picture Tom Cruise in year one.
Yeah.
The Musty Precious.
Or anything live action with Jack Black. I just don't see that working out as a good combination. I'm stumped. I don't watch enough animated films.
Any guesses from anyone else?
I don't know. Although, I'm going to disagree with you. I think they could try to out-crazy each other in a live action film.
In something along the lines of Tropic Thunder. Yep.
Tropic Thunder? Oh.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
The other ones don't really help.
Yeah.
Because, Jay Baruchel was... you're crazy. Nick Nolte, Steve Coogan, Robert Downey Jr., Jack Black, Ben Stiller.
Right. Okay. I heard that was good.
It was.
You didn't see it?
No.
Even I saw that.
It was good.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh my god, I'm dying. It's worth watching.
Like, oh, this is amusing.
I feel like I need to get out more.
Because, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. was nominated for his performance in there. Playing a white Australian playing a black guy.
He did do really well. Yeah. Like, yeah. I hate to agree with everyone ever, but I thought he did really well.
It was funny.
It was. He was very convincing as a...
Aussie playing a black guy.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens, but it certainly did.
So, yeah. Cool. That's Leonard Maltin game. So, with... What, you had, like, 4 points?
I guess so.
4 points. 2 points to Shelby. 1 point to Jason. Everyone got on the board, which is always good.
All right.
But I think this would be a good time to wrap up the bonus track.
Indeed. So, I agree. Ended on a high note.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the bonus track, and we'll see you next week. Bye again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya.
All right, now we can take out the headphones forever and ever.
Oh. Ooh-ha.
You did such a good job of taking notes, Dan. You're going to be so proud of me.
Taking notes?
Really or sarcastic?
No, like...
Oh, really? Good.
This is a doodle of a cat, because we talked about this.
It's really detailed.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were trying to sell it in one way or the other.
I mean, so it's for, like, the description?
Yeah, for the, on the website.
As, like,
and the iTunes.
Every so often I look up and catch the glint of the light against Shelby's eyes. I'm taken.
And suddenly I can't hear anything.
I'm not paying attention. Shelby is lovely.
Yeah. So I will surely.
You should write about that. Yeah. The description of the episode.
She was wearing a dress that looked like a tapestry.